where we started Simon Reish and Aleph. We went through the Mishaburah's introduction, Hakdama, yesterday. We're not going to do that again. And we started Sif Aleph and we touched on Sif Beis, because the Machaber brings down conflicting opinions in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, he brings down Shita Sif Yehuda. Sif Beis, he brings down the Rambam, who passes like the Chachamim. Okay, let's just start again. Reish Yer Aleph. Aleph. He has in front of him different types of fruit. If it's the same bracha, so that's what the Gemara tells us, that's where the machlokes is between Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you go after min shiva adif or after chaviv, that which he likes better. So min shiva the machaber, and Sifala passes like Yehuda, mati min shiva. He's going to first, he's going to make the bracha on the min shiva. Even though he doesn't like it as much as he likes the other fruit, but because it's Shiva Saminim, it takes precedence. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. If there's no Min Shiva, so then you're going to go after Chaviv. So Makdim Chaviv. So the Gemara told us that the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah between Yehuda and the Chachamim is when they have the same bracha. But when they have a different bracha, the Lashon HaGemara is Divrei HaKol. He makes a bracha on this, and then he makes a bracha on that. What? Excellent. Yosef wants to know what's this and what's that. What does it mean? He makes a bracha on this and makes a bracha on that. Excellent. So we're going to see a big machlokas rishonim. What does that mean? Okay, so what does it mean when there are different brachos? Mavarech al zeh v'choza u'mavarech al zeh. What does that mean? So the Rif and the Rambam and the... Okay, the Rif is a little controversial. The Rambam and the Rosh say that mavarech al zeh v'choza u'mavarech al zeh means he makes whatever bracha he wants. The whole concept of kedima and brachos, according to this approach, is what do I make the bracha on? Not the order of anything. Once it's two different brachos, so then it's a different game altogether. Then you do whatever you want. It's only when I'm making a single bracha that's going to pater a bunch of fruit, which fruit am I making the bracha on? What am I holding in my hand? What am I eating first, let's say? So, the Rambam, the Rosh, possibly the Rif, it's a whole discussion exactly what the Rif holds that when there's different brachos, you do whatever you want. Second Mahalach and Rishonim is Tosus, Rav Haigon, the smack, that you go after, when it says, Mavarech HaZeh, V'chozeh, Mavarech HaZeh, it means, Mistama, you're going to eat first what you like better. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us, is that Chaviv, you go by Chaviv. In the different brachas, you go by Chaviv, not by Shiva Saminim. Save the best for last, yeah, we discussed it yesterday. The Gemara doesn't go with best for last, according to the Shoshanim. And it's interesting, the Mechaber brings down the first opinion we're going to see right now in Sif Aleph, a Stam opinion. Do whatever you want. Flip a coin. The second opinion he brings down as a Yesh Omrim. And usually when you have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, the Loch is like the Stam. That's the Ikra opinion. And so I'm saying, that's the secondary opinion. Over here, the Bir Locha points out, we'll see that the Yesh, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this second opinion as a Yesh Omrim, but the Mishabura says, no, this is most poskim, this is the Ikra opinion. Then there's an opinion he brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah that even when they have different brachos, make a bracha on this and then on that, you go after Shiva Saminim, Min Shiva Adif. Now, all of these opinions seem to say that one says, flip a coin, do whatever you want. The other one says, we look at what you like better, and one talks about Shiva Saminim. None of them focus on, is there a priority in the bracha itself? Is there a concept of ha'etz is more chashuv than ha'adama? The Bahag holds that ha'etz comes before ha'adama. That does not seem to be what's going on over here, and then the Bahag is going to have to explain that Gemara, because mevarach hazeh b'chaz mevarach hazeh, why should I think that it's referring to first ha'etz and ha'adama? It's not what it sounds like. And that's discussed in Sif Gimel. Okay, so back to Reish Yud Aleph Aleph. So we just went through the first two lines, which we did yesterday. Now we're up to line 3, which we did not do yesterday. The first two lines discuss again, same bracha. Fine, we did that. Now, v'im ein brachos and shavos, but if they're different brachos, afilu yesh b'hem min shiva, even if one of the two types of fruits and vegetables in front of me is from shiva saminim, kigon, for example, I have a tznon and a zayit, a radish and an olive. So what do I do? First, eizimem sheyirtzi yaktim afilu ein achaviv. I can flip a coin. Even if it's not Shiva Saminim, and even if I don't like it, it doesn't make a difference. Do whatever you want. That's what the Gemara means, according to these Rishonim. Mavarech hazeh v'chosim, mavarech hazeh, flip a coin. The Be'er HaGolah brings it down from the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. But then, when you, the other Shitas, they throw in the Rif's opinion. So I look at the Rif inside, but it seems to be a discussion exactly what the Rif holds. Okay, so that's the opinion number one. It would seem to be the Iker opinion of the Mechaber, because his second opinion is Yesh Omrim. V'yesh Omrim shegam bezeh tzarech lahakdim hechoviv. And some say that over here there's an inyan, there's a halacha to be makdim hechoviv. That which you like better, that bracha comes first. You can't flip a coin. If this is what I like, I'm a radish guy, I like radishes, the bracha's on the radish, even if zayit is shiva saminim. So here the Be'er HaLacha points out, Yesh Omrim shegam bezeh tzarech lahakdim hechaviv, mashe katan mechaber de'ezeh b'shem Yesh Omrim eina beduktok. The mechaber was not being precise in his language over here when he brings down the second opinion as the Yesh Omrim. The other rabbi, because it's just the opposite. De'er rishonei das ezeh yechidoi. It doesn't sound like the Be'er HaGolah tells us a Rif Rambam Rosh. That's not considered a Das Yachid. Those are the big three that the Mechaber wrote his whole sefer on. But the Be'er HaLacha wants to say that the Ikra opinion is the second opinion. That's what most Rishonim hold. And in fact, the first opinion is more like a Das Yachid compared to the second opinion. It brings down who's the first opinion, who are Rosh, Chedushi Ravio, Abrochas, Ve'efshu Shegam Das Rashi Kane, Ma'ayim Zabatosis. Okay, interesting. He doesn't bring down Rambam in the Rif at all. Okay. The day of Shnia, he does Harbe Rishonim. Das of Haigon, Huva Barajba, Vagandas Rach. Here he says the Rif. Based on the Rav Yo. So the Rif is not clear. Okay, yeah, he gives a whole list. Then he goes on to say, skip down around 8, 9, 10 lines is a period. That was the third sheet that we just said before. Even when there are different brachos, min shiva kodim. There is a priority to shiva saminim. And the Yerabba seems to go with that approach because there are a number of Rishonim who have that opinion. Now, he seems to be dealing with the fruit, the bari, the ha'et, is the shiva saminim, and therefore he throws in another thing, what we didn't get to yet, in Siv Gimel, says, v'gam, mishud the priya eitz, choshev in priya dama, kedasa bahag. Okay, that's, put that on the side. Leni as daiti, continues the Be'er HaLacha, l'maisa tov yosulino, kedasa achronim, bezeh, dechaviv odiv. He says, l'maisa, you should go with chaviv odiv, that's the ikar opinion of the Rishonim. The Avshe Al Yerab Hevi Haber Rishonim to see the Rabbi Yehuda that min shivas adif af bebein birchosei and shavos, even when different brachos min shiva adif lumadzei shor Haber Rishonim to see the Avshe and shavos gamgi alocha kirabon dozi baser chavim. So it's a beautiful chillin, because even when it's the same bracha, there's a whole mahalach in Rishonim headed by the Rambam, which is going to come up into beis, that chaviv takes precedence. So when it's the different bracha, that's even by the same bracha. So by the same bracha, we don't really pass them that way. We pass them by min shiva. But everything's attached and everything's connected. So here when we talk about ein berchosei and shavos, most Rishonim don't go with the min shiva adiv. Most Rishonim go with the chaviv. Even when it's the same bracha, and Allah is not to follow chaviv, but there's so many Rishonim hold, chaviv trumps shiva saminim. That means stronger than shiva saminim. Nothing to do with the president. And hold on. And the other big opinion we showed him is you flip a coin. So once it's an opinion, flip a coin. You can put them on whatever side you want because they don't care what you do. They tell you to do whatever you want. Flip a coin.
Saying if you have an adamidate like that, because shiva saminim is always eight.
No, it's not. No, Shiva means not always the eighth. Shalva. We spoke about shalva being bari pri adama, and it comes from wheat, puffed wheat. So here you have a hadama. Yeah, it gets complicated. He's going to get there. Yes, so called Shiva Saminim. That's what they bring that. Well, if I have a hadama and a ha'etz, so I have an apple and shalva, so the Mishabura is passing that you go after, so there are those that say you go after Shiva Saminim. That's not the majority opinion. There are those that say flip a coin. The Ikir opinion the Mishabura says is to go after Chaviv. What do you like better? Now, there's also an opinion, which we didn't really get to yet, from the Bahag, that in general ha'etz comes before hadama. And we have to see how that plays a role. But Lamaisa, the bottom line answer to your question is we follow Chaviv, whatever you like better. Now we haven't really fully discussed what does Chaviv mean. Is Chaviv what I usually like better, or what do I want right now? What am I in the mood for right now?
Different brachas.
This is always different brachos. If it's the same bracha, then you follow Shiva Samin. Yeah. Now look at the, since we just touched on it anyway, hold on a second. Okay, look at the Mishwa Zivkot and Tess. Bottom line. V'yesh omrim. Sviru de gamba ze shayich ma'ela takadima levarech al min echot tchila. Even though it's different brachos, and the others that say flip a coin, and we don't care what you do, because the whole point of the sugya is which one are you making the bracha on, not what's the order of the brachos. Nonetheless, this v'yesh omrim, which again, the Biralacha says the Iker opinion of Rishonim, holds that there is a kadima even when it's different brachos, and you follow Chavir. We don't look at Shiva Saminim. That's not the Iker. That which you like better, that's when you make the bracha, and that's when you eat first. But, let's say both, I like them both. Even Stephen. If you like them both, even Stephen. So then you go back to that Eli Rabba, Azma Varech Almin Shiva Tchila. We don't have time to get into this, but in Dirshu's footnote 9, he brings down a beautiful suffix from Rabbi Kivega where he, this before that, that before this, and before that, and he puts together a whole a problem. What if you like the apple better than the grape? The grape goes first, Shiva Saminim. But what if you have their watermelon? And you like the watermelon better than the grape. So the watermelon comes before the grape. But I like the apple more than the watermelon. Because it's this whole chance. Anyway, for homework. Okay, right there. Skip in a line. Skip a line. I'm in the Mishnah Berurah Katan Tes. V'ayin bir alocha mashakata b'shem achronim the ikir. Hold on. Ki yesh omri mazeh. This is the ikir. When the different brachas you go after chavim. Shudas roba poskim. V'gam tafilu der rishona shesvilu de mevarech alei ze shiyerte. Mikamakum alei halo habreira hi biyado. And the second opinion, which is the Iker, does not contradict the first opinion, because the first opinion is the flip of coin. So the first opinion doesn't mind if you make the bracha on the Chaviv. Just hold, you don't have to make the bracha on the Chaviv. But if you want to make the bracha on the Chaviv, it's not against opinion number one. It's against opinion number three, but opinion number three is not an Iker opinion. It's not put down on the Mechaber at all. The Mechaber brings down one and two. It doesn't bring down three at all. Okay, now, since we touched on this Bahag and this concept that Ha'etz comes before Hadama, look at the Bir Alocha, Dibar Maschel, Tznon, Vizayit. Bir Alocha, Dibar, Tznon, Vizayit. The radish is Hadama, the Zayit is Ha'etz. So what we say? We said either flip a coin, or Yesh Omrim, which the Mishnah says the Iker opinion, go after Chaviv. Says the Bir Alocha, Dibar Maschel, Tznon, Vizayit, Vizel, the lo kedasa Yesh Omrim that we're going to see in Siv Gimel. Judas Abahag. What does the Bahag hold? The Priya Eitz called him a Priya Dhamma. He holds that the Eitz comes before a Dhamma. And even the Avshah Sheni Chaviv, who called him? Even though I like the Hadama better, he says, no, you go, Ha'etz takes precedence over Hadama. The Al Yerabba Havi, the Harbi Rishonim, Sulud Kabahag. The Al Yerabba brings down the Harbi Rishonim, hold like the Bahag. The Priya Eitz called him. V'chein Daito Lahalacha. I don't know how that El Yerabba fits into the other El Yerabba in the Bir Alocha. Here he's talking about Priya Eitz comes before Adama. And there he focused on Shiva Samina being the Iker. So he wants to say that bring down from the Eliyahu Rabbah that the like this Bahag that we'll see in Siv Gimel, the Ha'etz comes for Adama. However, the Magen Avraham and the Tazis Gimu know Dazlina Basar Chaviv. Then no, we don't. It's not the Ha'etz. The Ha'etz precedence over Adama. We'll see later on when they're both Chaviv, even Stephen. But it does. But the Iker is still Chaviv. Chaviv still takes precedence over all when it's different brachos. Okay, now what does Chaviv mean? So it continues the Machaber, the end of Sif Aleph. V'nikra Chaviv, ha-min she-ragilios Chaviv alav. What is normally Chaviv to him, that's called Chaviv. What do I usually like better? Afilu im ata Chaviv to Minashini. Right now I'm in the mood for number two, but usually I like number one better. So what you usually like better, that's called Chaviv. It doesn't matter. What you usually like better is called Chaviv. It's not you don't like it. You don't have no mitzvah to eat it. You don't have to eat it. We're talking about you're eating it. What bracha? What order should you make the bracha? And what should you make the bracha on? Mishu esivkatan yir aleph. Umikomakamamavarechamashachaviv atta be'enav. A person who makes a bracha on that which is right now he wants. Gamkein yesh lo milismach. He also has on whom to rely. The yesh poskin shesavrin the chaviv nikramashachaviv of achshav. So it sounds like the Iker opinion is that which is normally Chaviv to you is called Chaviv, and that takes precedence. However, there is an opinion, it's going to be brought down now in Siv Beis with the Rambam, that Chaviv is considered what you want right now. So therefore, here the Mishnah Berurah says, we really paskin what you normally like, but if you pick the Rambam's theme, you have on whom to rely. Let's see that in Siv Beis. Ula Rambam. Rambam argues on a couple of points over here, and the Machaber brings him down seemingly as a secondary opinion to the Iker, which he wrote in Sefal. With our Rambam, Haya min echad chaviv lo yoser, if one of the things he likes better, bein shebirchosein shavos, bein she'en shavos, it doesn't matter if it's the same bracha or it's a different bracha, bein she'esh b'ha mimin shiva, bein she'en b'ha mimin shiva, whether shiva seminim or not doesn't matter, makdim al chaviv lo, you makdim always the chaviv. I don't know why I have the Bera Gola holds, the Rambam holds, whatever you want, you do. Oh, because he holds Chaviv. I'll tell you why. The Rambam holds, whether it's the same bracha or it's a different bracha, Chaviv takes precedence over Shiva Saminim, even when it's the same bracha. Like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds that when there's different brachos, also Chaviv takes precedence. The Bera Gola included him in the list that you flip a coin. I assume he did that because he defines Chaviv as, he writes in the next two words, what he wants right now. Whatever I want right now, whatever I'm in the mood for, that's called Chaviv. So he's assuming, I guess, that you're not really going to flip a coin. You're just going to take what you want to eat right now. And according to the Rambam, that is Chaviv. And if I don't really care which one to eat first, so if they're both considered Chaviv, I'm interested in both right now, I don't really care about the order in which I eat them, so then we're going to fall back on Shivas HaMinim. Now here's an interesting Bir Halacha all the way on the bottom of the page. Is this talking about where it's the same bracha or it's a different bracha? If it's the same bracha, so it makes sense. It's following Shita Rebbe. That's according to everybody. Everybody gives machlokes what takes precedence, Shiva Saminim or Chaviv. But that's when Shiva Saminim goes head to head against Chaviv. But if they're both Chaviv, so then everyone agrees when it's the same bracha, you're going to go with Shiva Saminim because they're both Chaviv. However, when it's a Bechose and Shavos, when they're different brachos, so then that depends on the machlokas that we just set out. Is there an order? Is there not an order? According to the first opinion, you flip a coin. And you don't have to pick the, there is no Mila, according to this Mahalach, there is no Mila to Shiva Saminim when they're different brachos. According to both opinions in Shulchan Aruch Siv Aleph. Okay, that is Sif Beis, which is Shitas HaRambam, which is not the Iker opinion, but the Machaber does bring it down as the Yesh Omer. And then Sif Gimel, again, is pre-Eitz and pre-Adama. Let's see Sif Gimel. I have two things in front of me. One's the Eitz, one's Shehakol. So this is done. I didn't bring down the story over there in the Gemara, Brachos Lamites, the story of Bar Kafra. Fine. So ha'etz takes precedence over shahako. Bar pe'etz kodemes shehi chashuva. Because ha'etz is more chashuv than shahako. Why? She'ena poteres el davar echad. Ha'etz is very specific. It's praising Hashem for something that is specific. It's a higher praise of Hashem. V'chein bar pe'adama v'shahako. Bar pe'adama kodemes. So bar pe'adama is more inclusive than bar pe'etz, but they're both more specific than shahako, and the more specific the bracha, the more covet there is to Hashem. So ha'etz wins out over shahako, and ha'dama wins out over shahako. What if I like the shahako better? Doesn't matter. Mishabesiv katan yadal, I feel min ha'sheni chaviv olav. Even if I like the shahako better. You first make an eighth, then shahako, first adama, then shahako. Now, what about ha'eitz and adama? So if you're going to take this to its extreme, or, you know, continue with this mahalach, so since ha'eitz is more specific than adama, because all ha'eitz is included in adama, adama is not included in ha'eitz, so then ha'eitz should come before adama. Let's see, the machaber continues. It may be the front of pre ha'eitz or pre adama. Eizimem sheyirtze yaktim. Do whatever you want. Flip a coin. And that's what we learned in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we're talking about when there's different brachos. Tznon v'zayir. Ha'etz and Adama. Two mahalchim in the mechaber. Flip a coin. Or chaviv. So he starts off with the same stam opinion he had over there. Ezimen sheyirtze yakdim, v'yeshe omrim shebore pri ha'etz kodem. And some say, and this is the bahag, that bore pri ha'etz takes precedence over bore pri adama, just like ha'etz and adama take precedence over shahako. Okay, the question is how you fit everything, you have to fit it all together. So Mishabur Sivkatun Yedzayan says like this, Ezimen sheyirtze, do whatever you want, flip a coin. The ain't a kal b'chaviv. We don't care about chaviv. That's the day I rishon should be sif aleph. The ha'ein b'chos and shavos. They're two different brachos, and therefore, according to the first opinion that we discussed over there, there's no. Once you're not making the same bracha on two items, I don't care what the order is. You flip a coin, and according to the Yesh Omrim over there. So how do you fit this in with the Yesh Omrim? Since you go after chaviv, so he says, okay, we can, the bahag can still fit into chaviv if they're both chaviv. I like them both. If I like them both, so then I can look, then the Baha, there's room for the Baha'i to fit in with the Yesh Omrim, with the Iker opinion, which was the Yesh Omrim and Sif Aleph. Well, the Yesh Omrim Shah, Mayri Hacha, Shishneim Chaviv and Allah B'Shaveh. They're both Chaviv, even Stephen. Mishabur Sivkatan Yur Ches, Yesh Omrim Shabar Pra'etz Kodem, Fiskimu Achronim Dinachon Lino, Ki Yesh Omrim Hazet. It is proper to make Ha'etz before Hadama if. Im shneim shavim bechavivus. If they're both even Stephen in his chavivus, achein. But and priya adama chaviv lo yosar mavarich al chaviv chana b'sif aleph. So sif aleph is still takes precedence over sif gimel. And if the hadama is chaviv to me, I really like watermelon. I don't really like peaches. So then I'm gonna make the hadama on the watermelon before the ha'etz on the peach, because chaviv wins out. If they're both chaviv, I like watermelon, I like peaches, so then you're going to make the ha'etz before the hadama. V'chein, in pri hadama hu min shiva. Because this is your point. If the pri hadama is min shiva, can klo shal chitim. You have puff wheat, you have shalva. V'tapuach, and an apple. Oh, echa min shiva saminim. Yesh lo levar tchila al hachita shu min shiva v'kodemez b'pasuk. Hold on one second. Okay, hold on, I gotta think this through. So we're bringing down ha'etz before hadama, but if the hadama is chaviv, you're gonna make the hadama first. Also, if the hadama is shiva saminim, how do you have hadama shiva saminim, like we discussed with the granola and the shalva? So that is a hadama, but it's shiva saminim, and therefore it's going to take precedence over the ha'etz. Hold on, but it's not taking precedence over chavivus. Chavivus is first. So if they're both chaviv, Right, that's what the Sharatin says. Hainu, kisheshneem chavivin ala b'shave. You have to say when they're both even Steven in terms of chavivus, because chavivus is number one. After chavivus is shiva samin. After shiva saminim, again with the different brachos, then comes ha'eitz before Adama. Okay, one addition points out one very interesting thing that comes up halacha l'maisa. Leil Rosh Hashanah, people have the Seder Rosh Hashanah. So, there is a concept, or was a concept, or might be a concept, that they make the ha'etz on the dip the apple in the honey, make a bracha loud and clear. But if you can have at the table pomegranates and dates, so all these are shivas aminim. It's the same bracha. And we paskin that we go after Shiva Saminim. That's the Iker opinion. So you should make the bracha on the date or the pomegranate, right? And which one comes first, date or pomegranate? Go which one's closer to Eretz. Date is number two to Eretz, two to the second Eretz. Pomegranate is much later. Right. Now there is, the Hasidim have this, it seems a minig, they make the ha'etz on the apple. So, according to, there is a big Kabbalistic idea of dipping the apple in the honey. Doesn't seem to fit into what we've learned. So, here in Dirsha, they bring down from contemporary poskim, if you have this, those of us who don't have this burning Kabbalistic minig of dafka making the eitz on the apple, dip the honey, so you make the bracha on the date. You follow the halacha. But if you have this burning minig that you don't want to ignore, so he brings down that you should take the Shiva Saminim off the table. Now, we already learned, Rav Nachman's always make it, but we said that if you don't have a mind to pat the things that are more chashiv, you're going to have to make another bracha. So he says, have a mind to pat to the other things, but it's not on the table. Once it's not on the table, so then you have a right to make the bracha on the apple before the date or the pomegranate, and you can fulfill this minig, if this is your Kabbalistic minig, to make the bracha, it's dafka on the apple. And then later you'll bring out the pomegranate and the dates that you had in mind, and you'll eat those with the bracha that you made on the apple. But if you don't have such a minhag, most of us don't, then the bracha should go on the date. Okay, that is basically Aleph, Beis, and Gimel.